The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Rande. You know, that's the one after Sunday and the one before Tuesday. We're going to have this nationally recognized because that first day of the week, Moon Day, has been severely misnamed. At any rate, got Ron McDonald with us. It was kind of touch and go. He had some personal family business to do, but I understand he is with us. And I want to take this opportunity to make a couple announcements. How many of you heard my Friday interview with the good guy, Chief James Kessler from Pennsylvania, Police Chief Kessler? I only had one email. The only thing the guy could say is, wow. At any rate, I'd ask him right on air if he'd be interested in doing a program because, you know, I guess people need to have icons or symbology or leaders or the A-list, or give it a name. And he is more than enthusiastic to do exactly that, is to be a template that this is how you other chiefs of police should be acting, and especially with the attacks on guns. Now, he's basically Second Amendment, but there is a whole lot of other things. He's on a learning curve. And the one thing that I want to ask our listeners to this network is please don't hammer the guy and monologue on his program, because it's only going to be for an hour Monday through Friday. That's going to be 10 to 11 Central Time. And right now, he's on a learning curve. There's things that he understands, and then there's stuff that he doesn't get. And I would just ask, if you've got any detailed information that you think the chief should review, he'd be more than happy to do that, but do that via email. And when we're going to target him for next Monday to start his program, and I'm going to bring him on one day this week to reintroduce people and let them know about the program. But I'm going to ask our listeners and their discretion. You know, here's a guy that's got a badge on and a six gun, and he's a good man. And I'm just afraid that people are going to overload him by doing what I call the Patriot dump. You got all these armloads full of documents and information and videos, and you just want to download this into somebody's head, like, now. Please, discretion, okay? And also, I'm working on Richie Mack. Richie is about 90% there. Getting ready to do a program on this network Monday through Friday in the mornings as well. So we're going to load this thing up, folks, and we're gonna go hunting for bear. Because I'm bear naked, because they got all my itty-bitty stuff. They done took it. At any rate, back on the other side with Ron McDonald. Glad he was here today. We'll do all of that after a little bit of this. Thanks for being here. We'll get on with this in 3 minutes.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. Military 550 Paracord. 550 tensile strength, military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 links. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on Paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black Paracord 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Ron McDonald is with us on this Ronde, author of They Own It All, Including You, By Means of Toxic Currency. Ain't that the truth? Ron,
Oh, I tell you, I'm spent already.
You are?
Oh, no, not to that degree. I was watching the grandkids, a four-year-old and a one-and-a-half-year-old. And the four-year-old is asking 15 million questions every minute, and the one-and-a-half is into everything. There's no rest for grandparents.
Well, and that's why little padlocks and strong twine are a babysitter's best friend.
Yeah, well, the little one was in the naughty corner at least three times today.
The naughty corner.
Yeah.
Hey, you authored a book, They Own It All, Including You, By Means of Toxic Currency. And I'm having Jim Willie on tomorrow. And Jim Willie, he and I were talking today. And he says, remember that revamp of the 2005 bankruptcy stuff? Now, what most people took away from that is, well, there's certain things that you can't bankrupt. And then you got to try to reorganize. And you can't just slam dunk, here's my debts and liabilities, and here's what I've got, and it just moves forward. He says, this is tied to derivatives as well. And I'm going, oh, really? He said, yeah, they specifically put that in there. So from what I'm hearing right now is they knew the crash was coming a long time ago.
Yeah.
A long time ago. So they start putting in provisions. And, of course, we've seen what the Cyprus Bank has done. A little switch-o, change-o. They scared the hell out of the little depositors over there, and that was the private individuals with 100,000 euros in it. And they were going to go after that and 15 to 20% haircut, no big deal. Well, all of a sudden they switched gears and they went after the business depositors and walked away with 80% of the funds in the bank. And now what we're seeing is Canada, Australia, the Bank of England saying the same thing that, well, you know, we need liquidity for the banks, so they're setting this up to go in there and start to steal people's deposits. Now, let me ask you a question here. Because, Ron, we saw what happened in 1999. Everybody was afraid, oh, the traffic lights are going to quit working, and those deep oil wells, you know, with those computer chips, and yada, yada. Well, it was never about what the hell was going to work and what wasn't going to go on and off. By February, March of 1999, all the banks, and I mean all the banks, they checked out their infrastructure, they traded out software and hardware, redid the complete computer financial stuff, and yes, they were ready by February, March of 1999. There was a lot of people out there profiting off of the fact that, oh my God, we could have martial law and riots and everything could go dark and we could have days and days, if not weeks and months, of brownouts and blackouts. And the hype and hysteria continued. It took me a while to figure out what the big deal was about. You follow the money, see where what rabbit hole that one, or rat hole, depending on your point of view, goes down. They were trying to stop runs on banks. They didn't want the depositors revealing the fact that they got fractionalized reserve banking. And guess what? To cover their supposed assets or their liabilities, all the books had been cooked. They didn't need people showing up the window and going, well, you know, just in case I'm going to take my money out for a few days. That unto itself would have collapsed the banking system. So we weren't going to have any of that. So 2,000 clicks over, traffic lights are still working, banks are still operating, but they were afraid of the runs on the bank. Now, let's flash forward here to 2013. Remember, you had said this, Ron, and I wished I could remember the day or the week that you were on, but you said, you know, that money is theirs. That script belongs to them. And if you think about it, in logical terms, if you've got gold and silver, and we call that money, does the government give a damn if you'd, say, melt down the silver that you have and make silver bullets and go kill werewolves? Or would they care if you melted down your gold and just decided just to do whatever, maybe flush it down the toilet, whatever. There's no penalties for doing that, is there? But mess around with their script, mess around with their minted stuff, and see what happens to you.
You know, you picked up, this is the very issue, what happened in Cyprus. Do those people own that money or not? Evidently, they do not, because it could be taken.
Well, Will Grigg, he does Liberty Minutes, and he says, if your money is in the bank, it's not your money. And he wrote on March 29th, he said, financial affairs analyst Ellen Brown points out that although few depositors realize it, legally the bank owns the depositors' funds as soon as they're put in the bank. Our money becomes the bank's, and we become unsecured creditors holding IOUs, or promises to pay. And a 15-page paper was published last December by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, and the Bank of England anticipates that the next financial collapse will require that private deposits be treated as shares that can be seized and converted into bank equity. Canada has come out and said that. Australia has said it. This guy that I can never remember his damn name, the head of the ECB, he said that, and, well, then he had to do kind of a retraction, but I guess what he had done is actually jump the gun on saying that, yeah, that's what we're going to do in Europe as well. Anything connected with the Euro notes. So we now have a scenario, and this is what makes me highly suspicious. If you are going to do this, why in the hell would you ever want to warn the public that they're going to get a haircut? Because what is that going to do to depositors in these banks? Isn't that going to send a signal to them? Well, you know, I don't want to see what happens with my bank in my country. And you know what? I'm just going to go take my money out. If they do that, and especially worldwide, don't you think that that's going to cause a liquidity crisis that they say that they're scared to death of?
Yeah, it seems like a strategy, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
Yeah, what do they have in the mix that they're going to cast upon the world citizens?
Well, and I've seen the liars coming out and saying, oh, well, you know, this is just a $100 or $200 trillion deficit we're talking about off of these mortgage-backed securities. And I'm seeing this figure being minimized. So I don't know if the stories are out there being floated is to just calm people down. It's not as bad as you might imagine. Yeah, it's that bad and even worse. Even worse than that. I mean, hell, people, I just, man, I'm telling you what, we're living in the la-la land here. Because even, what the heck's his name? I'll think of his name here in a second. Let me go back to my site here, and I'll be able to tell you exactly who it is. As a matter of fact, we have the news story posted on the website. Let me see where it is. Jim Rogers. He was on CNBC on the 28th. He basically says, get your money out of the banks. They're going to loot it. And CNBC basically agreed. Now, again, folks, I'm kind of mystified by all the shots across the bow here. That in fact, what I think, and it could be as simple as this, folks, what they could be doing is setting up runs on the banks so they can look a little less blameless, and it would end up being the depositor's fault because, well, we just exacerbated a bad situation by withdrawing our funds.
That sounds like the most feasible result of what they're trying to attempt to do. You know, the thing is, back in the 30s when they had the bank closures and because there were runs on the banks, you think the American people would have learned from that historical fact not to put their money in the bank because it's going to be taken periodically. And it appears that that's what they're doing. And when I say their money, it really is not their money. It is the federal. It is obligation of debt. That's Section 411 of Title 12, I believe, the banking. Mm-hmm. So these Federal Reserve notes are obligations of the United States. Thus, the United States cannot be the producer of them if it relates to their obligations.
Well, so. You know, and you make a good point. You know, history is replete with examples of this is what happened and this is how it went down. But I've never known anybody to remember history if you're not reminded of historical events. And what is the mainstream media very fond of not doing is keeping you in the moment, you know, pumping out their claptrap to you. But they're not there to give you history lessons on these fantastic international bankster gangsters. Their job is to deflect from this and to basically be the cheerleaders for the banks and, of course, Wall Street. So for them, it's a zero-sum gain, literally, to go out there and start talking about banking the way that we discuss banking. I'm in a country, ladies and gentlemen, that the blind are leading the blind that are leading the blind, and the chicken craps out there that won't do anything. It's coming. They're telling you. Question is, What day of the week?
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, Will Griggs' short story here, he says, what does this look like in practice? One example was provided by a businessman from Cyprus who discovered earlier this week that the government, on orders from the European Commission, had stolen more than 80% of the money in his account. The Cypriot businessman who operated a mid-sized IT company says the same thing has happened to thousands of other businessmen in his country. He was forced to fire all of his employees and announced that he would be relocating abroad to a country where authorities have more respect for people's assets. And Griggs says, we have no reason to believe that the country he's referring to is the United States. Now, this businessman, actually, on, let me see, Bitcoin Forum, and that's what everybody's screaming, oh, this is Bitcoin. Well, here's the guy's actual account, and it's, I believe it's pronounced Likey, and it's actually Likey eBank, but if you read it, L-A-I-K-I, then they put the E before the bank. It looks like Lackey Bank to me. And his balance was $849,682.68. They said the available balance was only $128,784.67. Funds blocked, or basically stolen, $720,898. And he posted on this, he said the most of the circulating assets on the business current account are blocked, Over 700,000 of expropriated money will be used to repay the country's debt. Probably we will get back about 20% of this amount in 6 to 7 years. He said, I'm not a Russian oligarch, but just a European mid-size IT business. Thousands of other companies around Cyprus have the same situation. The business is definitely ruined. All Cypriot workers to be fired. We're moving to a small Caribbean country where authorities have more respect for people's asset. And he puts a postscript in here. He said, the worst thing is that even a month ago, I was suspecting that things could go wrong. In February, I several times called my banker and lawyer and asked them if money on the account was safe, mentioning the article in Financial Times, evidently, relaying to people a few facts about the banking. But they convinced me that there's no reason to worry. And even if a country itself goes into default, in no way, current accounts may be affected. Well, guess what? Is a robber going to send to you a notice that he's going to be robbing you? I doubt it very much. I mean, and he came back on this story, and he said the rest of the remaining money on our account are limited to 300 euros a day withdrawals, and it cannot be transferred abroad. And all is due to the new, what they call, capital control law. Ron, did you ever think in your life that the banks would be doing this, but more importantly, that the governments would be allowing the banks to do this?
Not openly. I would never think it would hit publication or the media. I'm well aware, you know, how the banks work with the government to freeze accounts and, you know, take what isn't theirs. You know, they put a notice in there, notice of lien, which is not a lien. It's just a notice. And the bank will comply and freeze out accounts so you can't get the money out of it. So, you know, the banks are apt to do anything to protect their interests. And they don't care. It's just paper. They understand it. They've 9 times whatever their assets are, they lend out. So they're making big killings on this stuff. I don't know how any bank goes bankrupt. I can't figure that out.
Well, and what the mystery is to me about this is simply this. You know, they rearranged things back in 1999 to allow investment banks to go into the speculation mode, and then we saw mortgage-backed securities, all kinds of stuff emanating from that, until somebody finally got wind of, well, wait a minute, I guess there's not anything wrong with selling a mortgage-backed security, because that security, that mortgage, that property is good, right? But evidently they didn't catch on to the fact until much, much later that a lot of these mortgages, the sales were being duplicated a dozen or two times over. But the question I still have about this, with all the people that made all the money off of doing all of this, why are they not being asked to return the ill-gotten gains rather than going in and haircutting people's accounts? And that's a polite term for going in and stealing their hard-earned money.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's so unbelievable, but one has to step back and look at the jurisdiction one is in. It's not common law. It is commercial law.
Yeah.
And commercial law deals strictly with representations, not the actual thing. It's the same as when you hire an attorney and he goes into court, he appears for you. The active word is appear. He's not there really. He appears. If you go in and represent yourself, you're in appearance. You're not there. And, of course, that all relates to the documents that support your existence, from birth certificate, driver's license, Social Security, everything like that. But there was another thing that I just wanted to bring up, the hoarding aspect. You know, when President Roosevelt declared that the American people were hoarding, what he actually said, he's the creature, the people, the creator. What he actually said is that all Americans are criminals. That's the sovereign being a criminal. How dare he have that authority? He could never have had that authority.
Well, and of course, you have to demonize and make people criminals in order to take action against them that everybody else would consider to be legitimate, except one thing. We're not the criminals. We'll break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right, we are back. Let us go to the phones. Kent in West Virginia, you're up, Kent. Go ahead.
Yeah, you were talking about banking affairs in England and also mentioned President Roosevelt criticizing Americans for being hoarders. Well, the clever people in England, the government and the banks, solved the problem of hoarding. They have, if you go on the Internet, there's a website called BigSocietyCapital.com, and that's actually a government program where they dip into that money that's just laying there not being used and fund little social programs around the country. I saw it on the BBC TV several months ago, and they were touting it as, you know, little old ladies having to get to the doctors, and they dipped into the money and bought a little bus and hired a driver and have a little bus service there using this big society capital money. They claimed that it would be, you know, it was used as seed capital, and once, you know, this thing was self-supporting once it was started up. But you might want to check that out. That's kind of interesting, Robbie, in the line of what you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, one of the things, John Locke did a paper on hoarding. And, of course, hoarding is on the other side of the Atlantic. Never meant over here because we're dealing with sovereigns. And sovereigns have a right to their own treasury. And no one should be able to touch it. But the whole issue of hoarding is for establishing and supporting the public credit. And who cares about the public credit? This country was made for people, not the government was made for the people, not the people for the government. And now we're being treated as though we were made for the government. And it goes everything from allegiance. Allegiance never belonged here in the United States. That was also on the other side of the Atlantic. So, you know, when you say hoarding over in England, it's been used over the centuries. But it should never have been used here.
Yeah.
Anything else, Kent?
No, that's it. Thanks.
All right. You're welcome. I think this is Hobie in Oregon. Hello, Hobie.
Hello. Hey, but I got a question. If they try that here in America, doesn't the FDIC deposit protection cover it?
Well, yeah, it would, except for one fact that the FDIC only has about $40 billion on account. So unless you have a week's notice and you can get in queue or in line and be one of the first ones there, good luck trying to get your money.
Ouch.
Yeah. And just to further make your day, Hobie. By the way, is that your given name or is that a nickname?
That's a nickname. I'm known as Old Hobe.
Okay. Well, there's only one other person that I knew that had that name, and that was when I was a child, my mother had a friend and her husband that owned a bar, and his name was Hobie. So at any rate, let me get back here to the points on the table. J.P. Morgan decided to take its negative bank ballot or bank assets and dump them in the FDIC accounts to the tune of about $74-75 trillion. So the FDIC is sitting there with J.P. Morgan's bad stuff and staring at that when they know they only have $40 billion to cover depositors. So if J.P. Morgan has put $75 trillion worth of toxic assets, the way they like to call it, on the bank balance sheet of the FDIC, I think you better be clairvoyant and maybe be in line a month ahead of time.
Well, one other subject I want to cover is hoarding. I hoarded some funds to help pay for my old age. That shouldn't be called hoarding. That should be called thrifting.
Well, no. I mean, that's you withholding funds from the great redistributors of wealth. You're actually guilty. That ain't your money anymore. And Hobie, this is the country you were born in, and I don't know how much longer we're going to spend on this mortal coil, but I'll tell you one thing I'm sure you'd like to see is the banksters and the politicians and policies that enabled these creatures to do what they've done to go to jail.
Oh, I agree. 1,000%. That the 1913 Act is what actually killed us.
Yep. And as I've said, every Congress that's been seated since 1913, you know, if you're aiding and abetting the crime of the century and you do not do anything to rectify that crime, you're just as guilty as they are.
Well, how could I change it? I mean, they'll give me two rotten people to vote for.
Well, you're not going to change it by the ballot box, and I've said this before as well. If you casting a ballot, if your vote was important, if it was important enough, they'd outlaw it. If it worked and you could actually make a change, they would have already made it illegal.
Yeah, that's true. I agree with that. But we have to find some way of getting rid of the professional politicians, and I still have hopes that the American people will get together either on the Internet or to have enough of them to take a ballot and write none of the above, and those votes would be greater than any vote that the one person that won, to give them a good, strong message.
Well, Hobie, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but, you know, we're dealing with the Genoveses and the Gambinos.
Yeah.
It's the crime syndicate, and the only time that they will pull resource and resist if somebody's trying to bust up their game, no matter what banner they're flying under. So good luck with the ballot. I don't think that's going to happen. How I foresee this thing playing out is we go through this exercise, the system collapses, and we have to pick up the pieces and move on. And I'm sure at that point in time, when the people have, if they've been making their list to find out who's been naughty and nice, that during the, how should we put this, the reconstruction of the United States of America or the restoration? I'm still kind of two minds about that one. But these people will be disincluded. And if we get lucky enough and we can have honest courts, then we get to go after the criminals, formally charge them, find them guilty, and put their little keisters in jail.
Wouldn't that be a lovely day to go after the courts and the judges?
Man, we're probably going to spend the rest of our lives doing exactly that. And I
would love to have only one law, and that is, we will do unto you as you have done unto others, and your victims' neighbors will be your judge and jury.
Oh, brother, Hobie, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Yeah. and what's going on in America, not everybody is on the same song page, Ron, and people are learning. They're learning about different aspects of the criminality, the different factions of the government through policy and through their phony law and everything else. Many people are coming to the core of this from different avenues, and it's kind of an amazing thing to witness. Whether you're one of these people that believe that carbon dioxide was an evil thing and it was global warming, and all of a sudden you're finding out that that's really not the case, this is all drawing people to a core issue, and that is what is at the root of all of this. And I've said it a million times, if I said it once, we got the international bankster gangsters running everybody and everything. We pull that key element, that foundation of their, I don't know, call it what you will, their mythology or the basis of operating or whatever you want to give it a name. We pull the rug out from under these international bankster gangsters. We have honesty and honest banking with honest money again. That precludes them from doing a lot of what they've been doing, including, oh, geez, all this corporate stuff you see going on right now, Ron.
Yeah,
all the corporate entities coming up to take control. It's like outtakes of the bad movie. What was that with James Caan? Rollerball, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, when I know when California was first made a state, at the 1849 Constitution had corporations falling under the general law. And what that meant is that if I did something wrong, I fell under the general law. If they did something wrong, they fell under the general law. Well, now they have special laws for corporations, no liabilities, things like that. So they get away with murder. You know, their only pursuit is for profit. They have no conscience, and yet they're running the country right now. And we can say the same as the United States. It's a corporation. And it is no longer in ownership of itself. Apparently it's not, because its liabilities are greater than their assets. They own nothing either. So it's all the bankers. The bankers have taken total control of the country. And as soon as the people wake up and realize that Federal Reserve note gives you one thing and one thing only, and that's purchasing power. But what a true sovereign citizen wants, and I use that term because we were called the majestic people when the country was first enacted. But the Federal Reserve note does not give you absolute title, absolute right, absolute interest in the very things you transact for. That's all disappeared. So this is why they can take that money that you think is yours, or that car off the highway without going through due process, you know, a court. It's all been basically, my God, I look at this and I say, Jesus, the strategy is magnificent, how they did it.
Well, and as we sit in shock and awe of it, anything that dollar touches, guess what? It brings you into their purview and their control.
Yeah. Well, it's like the Larkin Rose argument, I believe was 861.
Yeah.
They said that they didn't have income because they never dealt with a foreign corporation to earn income. But little did they understand, and you know, they did it from a gut feeling, and they were probably absolutely right in their opinion. But every Federal Reserve note is issued by a foreign corporation, and you're transacting with that corporation, importing, exporting. Yep. How do you get away from not paying the tax?
You don't. You're right. People, they don't, they still don't understand the construction that they have built. And it's really constructive fraud, designed to do one thing and one thing only, to maximize their profits, which means stealing yours, stealing your money.
Yeah.
And they rigged it so, well, this is the exchange. We've got the United States dollar, the Federal Reserve note. Isn't that wonderful? Well, yeah, but that comes with strings attached. That's an exchange for your labor or your services, your hard-earned, you know, sweat, blood, and tears, and all that other stuff. But that doesn't mean a damn thing to these people.
Well, see, yeah, and you're right. The only thing really stolen in the whole process is your labor. And labor's the only means by which a man may acquire wealth. But if the Federal Reserve note steals the labor, you'll never acquire wealth in a society like that, or where especially when every one of the instruments are leaned. And the thing that you you transacted for is not yours, does not belong to you.
And people that spent a lifetime trying to stack up their little pile of the itty-bitty, you know, this is my stuff, take a look at what's going on. They assaulted your itty-bitty pile by what they called inflation, which is really devaluation, and then get you in a situation that, well, the government's in trouble, the bank is in trouble, and we're all for one and one for all, so we've got to maybe take your pension funds, maybe we've got to take your business assets out of your bank. You know, we have liquidity problems, but don't worry, this is for the good of all. And by the way, your Choco rations will be expanded to 7 grams next week. Bill in Texas. Hello, Bill.
Hello. This is kind of, well, in a way, ancient history. I lived in Florida in the 80s when they had the big savings and loan debacle.
Mm.
And a good friend of mine who was fairly well off, one of the banks he had his monies in folded up. Well, it took them, it was over a year and a half, but it wasn't quite 2 years to get his money back from the FDIC.
No, FDIC.
Yeah, FDIC. Mm-hmm. They gave them a check once a month for like 1 3/4 year. They just didn't give them a check for the amount. They did it in installments. And I've talked to several tellers over the years and said, you know, oh, you say it's insured. Well, did you know you're not going to get a check for your money? They're going to spread it out,
mm-hmm.
and they could spread it out for years.
Well, and that's even if there's any money in that account to even spread it out over a number of years. By the way, these savings and loans and banks that collapsed in Florida, that was that inextricably tied to the drug trade down there?
I don't know.
Okay. Because, you know, Miami went through a transition in the 70s and 80s. Cocaine built a lot of things down there.
Well, this is like after around the same time they had that Black Tuesday or Black Monday.
Oh, yeah.
When, oh, the stock market really took a nosedive.
Yeah, well, we don't have to worry about that anymore. The government's in there propping it up. But who's,
and then a quick question.
But, you guys, but Bill, the follow-up yeah. question that is, who's propping up the government? Well, okay, you're...
We know who that is.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, your labor, my friend. Keep toiling away. They need the money.
And I was just curious on either of your guys' opinion, and I'll hang up and listen offline. Is there going to be any big difference between the credit union versus the banks? Because I pulled my money out of the banks a couple of years ago when they started going downhill. And thank you for all the hard work.
All right. I appreciate your call. Yeah, Ron, that's a good question.
Yeah, I think a credit union doesn't it lends out precisely what it gets for the betterment of the community. So I don't think it's there creating an interest scenario for themselves. You know, you do have to pay service on the loans and stuff like that. But I think that's totally different than the banks. But I don't know what's going to happen if they have a run on banks. Guess what? They're going to have a run on credit unions.
Well, and the credit unions, the majority of them are not insured by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporations. They have their own insurance fund. And I would suggest, and I have not done this, but if you deal with a credit union, I would do some nosing around as to who their grantor is or their insurance company is to see how much money that they have. But you're exactly right by pointing out that it's kind of ironic because these places, they're a little bit more lax in a lot of regards than banks are. This is a place where people come and they join. It's just not like you can't walk into a credit union and take out an account. You have to actually join. You become a member, and they will review. They've got their own boards. If you want to make a loan or use somebody else's money, you're properly vetted, but it has more to do with your local reputation, your business practices, not what you say, who and what you are. It's who and what you do and how often do you do it to people, for good reason or for bad. So a little different rule change, but I would definitely look into the liquidity question on who's insuring those accounts at the credit unions. And I think you're right. Runs on the bank, how will that affect a credit union? I guess we're going to find out. We'll be right back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Depositor haircuts are spreading. A previous article called them the new normal. Steve Lindman, who used to be on this network, loved the guy, but Well, he couldn't figure out that he was a socialist. But he's a smart guy, and on some things he nails it. On this one, he did. He says, bad ideas spread fast. Canada endorses Cypriot harshness. It's jobs, growth, and long-term prosperity. And Economic Action Plan 2013 says so. On March 21st, it was submitted. It endorsed depositors' haircuts. It did so before Cypriot trouble erupted. It's establishing a risk management framework for domestic systematically important banks. Yeah, that's what they're calling it. And on page 144 and 145, it states this. Canada's large banks are a source of strength for the Canadian economy. The government recognizes the needs to manage the risk associated with systemically important banks, those banks too big to fail, those banks whose distress or failure could cause a disruption to the financial system and in turn have negative impacts on the economy. Isn't that what Eric Holder just said? Yes. The government proposes to implement a bail-in regimen for systematically important banks. This regime will be designed to ensure that in the unlikely, yeah, it's so unlikely, that's why we planned it out. In the unlikely event that a systematically important bank depletes its capital, the bank can be recapitalized and returned to viability through the very rapid conversion of certain bank liabilities into regulatory capital. The government will consult stakeholders on how best to implement a bail-in regime in Canada. And the implementation timelines will allow for a smooth transition for affected institutions, investors, and other market participants. Now, the official policy endorses haircuts. Depositor funds will be used for recapitalization. Implementation details were not explained. Expect confiscation. Doing so reflects grand theft. Now, it's the new normal, folks. Cyprus isn't a one-off. Canada's preparing to march in lockstep. So is Europe. Russia Today headlined, European Parliament might shift bailout burden from taxpayers to depositors. And that, my friends, is exactly what happened in Cyprus. Remember the stories? Oh, if you got 100,000 euros in your account and you're private depositors, you know, we might take 20%, blah, 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 blah. All of a sudden, story changed. They didn't make any announcements. They just went in and start ripping off the bigger depositors at the clip of 80% or more apiece. Now, the template was established. The Cypriot confiscations is spreading. It may show up in a neighborhood near you. Bad ideas proliferate fast. Expect ordinary people to be hurt the most. RT said Cypriot policy looks likely to become a full-scale EU law, letting taxpayers off the hook in case of a bailout is needed, but imposing major losses on bigger savers on a permanent basis. Man. And you know what? The only people that are capable of stopping these bankster gangsters are the governments, and they're just as complicit in this ripoff as anybody else. Who will stop the banks? Only the governments can. But who stops the government? Only the people can. But you know what? They locked a door and they changed the locks. We can't get in. 800-313-9443. You have something in mind? You want to opine? Oh, that's a bad Bill O'Reilly takeoff. But 800-313-9443. Second hour of the National Intel Report. Ron McDonald's with me. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll pick this up in 90 seconds.